May I leave one last thing I can help?
Natalie there, please.
Speaking, do you want some help?
My name's Ian Norbury. You left a message for me to contact you.
Okay, bear me for a second. I'm just going to pull up your file because I've been ringing a few people today.
Okay.
And what's your surname, Paul?
Ian Norbury.
Oh, thank you.
N-O-R-B-U-R-Y, Norbury.
Lovely. Okay, so I've been looking at the case today, and basically what's
Can I just ask what case that is, please?
Your Scottish redress case?
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. Say that again.
Scottish redress?
Scottish redress?
Yeah. Have you done a claim for that?
No, I've never been to Scotland or anything, so...
Oh.
No, so there's been some very suspicious activities happening. My phone was hacked, and I spoke to M by M Legal, and I spoke to MMA Legal, a guy called Ben.
Yeah.
Who was looking at a case in the boarding school that I've experienced, the Church of England boarding school.
In Scotland?
No, in England.
So... Okay, so MMA Legal, that's who I work for. I know who Ben is. We don't do cases for other settings that are not based in Scotland because our firm is dealing with Scottish redress.
Yeah.
So I'm confused why he would have taken that.
Oh. And that's not the half of it. With M by M, I set up an email. They sent me through the legal contract that was removed by someone called Ben. And that no one even works for Ben. And this was a brand new email that basically was hacked by someone called Ben. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know, there's some really suspicious activity. I've reported it to the police. I've got a CAD number.
Have you got the reference number there? Because I can add it onto our file, obviously, if they... make contact with ourselves as well. The police.
For the police, the CAD number about the phone getting hacked, yeah.
Yeah.
Just 1 second.
It's just so we've got it on our record if anything happens, obviously.
Yeah, give me just a second because you've kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Right, hang on. I mean, basically, I've got a few serious outstanding cases, but it seems to be very, very powerful people.
Yeah. So, do you think that this person has used your phone to open a case with ourselves?
No.
Was that you?
I contacted you originally through Ben, the guy Ben, on WhatsApp.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who took a query... about me being abused in a boarding school in Chelmsford, Church of England boarding school, because he said that he was doing, there's a redress screen, a payment system, whatever, for people abused in Church of England boarding schools or schools. And that is what the original contact was about.
I can only apologise that she's given you the wrong information. We are doing a redress claim, that is correct, but it's only for Scotland, not Chelmsford.
Yeah.
So what I'll have to do is get your case closed down with ourselves. It may be worthwhile contacting the Law Society and seeing if there's any solicitors acting for a redress claim in the Chelmsford area.
Right, okay. I can't find it.
Don't worry. What I'll do is I'll put it down. Was it Chelmsford Police that it was with?
Repeat that question, sorry.
Was it with Chelmsford Police?
No. It was Metropolitan Police.
Essex.
Metropolitan is different. Essex is the Chelmsford Police.
Okay, Metropolitan. Yeah. Okay, what I'll do is I'll just put that note on there to say that your phone was hacked.
The email that I set up for someone else was hacked by someone called Ben. who you know somehow removed another illegal person's contracts off of a contract because I've had damp in my house for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's destroyed everything in my life. So.
I'm sorry you're going through a difficult time.
No, that's okay. I am trying to look for this.
Honestly, don't worry about it, because what I'll do is I'll just get the case closed down so you don't get any further contact from ourselves. If you contact the Law Society and see if they've got any details of any companies in your local area being able to support you, that should be the best route for you now. And I'm really sorry that you've experienced these difficulties.
As I said, it was a bit odd, very odd. Something's going on here. I've got contact details. I've got IP address.
You know,
and I'm in the process of identifying who they are, and I'll turn up on their door.
Well, I wouldn't advise that. I would leave that to the police.
People advise. I do not. No one hacks me without me coming after them. I wasn't trained by the Ministry of Defence to sit down here and have people toy with me. Do you know what I mean? Not at all.
Okay.
You know, I've got enough contacts in the intelligence community to find anyone who hacks into me, and that is the process. I will be after them. So hopefully it wasn't Ben. I don't think it was you guys. I think it's someone separate.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if you guys do suspicious things, I don't think you're... Obviously, I'm not implying that. Then expect a comeback. That's all I can say. But thank you for giving me a call anyhow.
Okay, thank you for your time. Bye.